League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Switzerland has ruled that lobsters must be stunned before boiling.
And it's absolutely crazy, right? We're hearing now that lobsters have some sort of nerve endings. And give it up for Switzerland, because they just got to be the nicest people on the planet. Watch, we're going to prove it again. You can't boil live lobsters.
Exactly. Joining us from Lobster Craft, Captain Mike and marketing guy Steve with him this morning. It's Anna and Raven on Star 99.9. How do you guys feel about the fact that you have been hurting these lobsters and they have feelings?
Murdering
them.
Not hurting. Yeah. They've been murdering them.
Right. You guys are lobster murderers.
Don't patch them up after.
Well, yeah. You know what? I was shocked to read that, but not surprised. We've been doing this now for 7 years, and on an average of anywhere between 20 and 25,000 lobster a year. And I guess that puts me away for life.
I mean,
you're going away, Mike.
Yeah.
You know what's really good? Lobsters really taste really good.
They're delicious.
They're delicious.
I know. I'm with them. Jeez. I just feel like there's been a part of you that's realized that screaming is not a sound escaping from their shell as, like, you know, the air and that type of stuff changes. It's actually them screaming.
Yeah. Let the nightmares begin. Now I'm starting to, hear it in my sleep. So, very quickly, and not to be boring or drab, but, you know, they don't have vocal cords. They don't have any way of making sounds.
Mm.
They don't have a family unit. They eat their young and their neighbors. They are the biggest cannibals on the planet.
Oh.
These are...
I love the fact that he's just trying to make us feel good about
these are,
it.
Let me tell you something. These were put on the earth to end up on our dinner plates.
Wow.
For our pleasure. And I am just a vehicle helping it get there.
I mean, I never
saw... There's no family unit,
she said. They eat their young.
Exactly.
There's no small baby lobster crying for his mama lobster at this moment. No. And a matter of fact, if we're listening to Mike, that baby lobster is actually relieved that all the adult lobsters have been removed.
Exactly.
Mother, father, uncle, everybody, they all were going to kill them.
Yep.
This is sick.
Captain Mike from Lobster Craft with us talking about Switzerland's new law that you can't boil lobsters. We came in here thinking like you're being a murderer. You're a lobster murderer. That's what you do. Granted, we love those lobster rolls and we can't wait to get our hands on them.
I just hope that he brought some. I mean, I really hope
the truck's outside. We're going down there.
Oh, thank God.
But what we're really learning today is that you're doing a service to society and humanity by murdering these lobsters the way that you have been.
I'm thinking more like savior. Not
right.
Murderer. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm pulling out all the legal males and females out of the water so they don't eat their young.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I'll just state this. Is now mm-hmm. that we know he's on our side and lobsters are still delicious and we don't have to care for them, maybe we shouldn't use the word murder anymore. Now it's harvest. He's harvesting. And he's keeping us safe. You want a scary thought, Anna?
What?
If there was a lobster as tall as you, they're going to eat their children. What are they going to do to us?
It's true.
You know what? If you take a lobster and you put it in head first into boiling water, it shuts off like a light switch.
Right.
Let's not cry about the lobster anymore.
So Switzerland is wrong. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I think we should thank Switzerland. You know why?
Why?
More lobster for us.
Yeah. There's more for us.
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't have vocal cords, how could they tell that they were screaming or in pain anyways? Their eyes get beady?
And the law says that you have to either freeze them before you boil them. I don't know what's worse, freezing them to death or boiling them to death.
It's true.
Pick or you have to stab them in the head with a large knife before you boil them.
Oh, so we're making it sound like Switzerland is these good guys. No.
No, they're mean.
They're just changing the way they want you to do these things before you boil them. I don't understand.
I feel like Switzerland's stocks of knives is going up.
Seriously. All right, hold on. When we come back, I want to talk to Captain Mike from Lobster Craft about random lobster questions I have. It's next on Star 99.9. Switzerland has passed a new law that you have to humanely kill lobsters because they have feelings. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us in the studio, it's Captain Mike and marketing guy Steve from Lobster Craft.
I hope they don't have feelings because they're so delicious.
All right, we already know that you guys are not on board with Switzerland's new law, but I do have some random lobster questions for you. Has a lobster ever attacked you when you pulled it out of the water?
Oh, they all try to attack.
And what do
Everyone.
You do?
Everyone.
There's not a friendly lobster among them.
They're not friendly whatsoever. You keep your eyes open and your hands away from the claws until we get the rubber bands on.
You individually have to put the rubber bands on each of their claws?
They don't come out of the water like that. Every single one. And it does hurt. I know that's your next question.
Getting pinched by the lobster.
It does.
It hurts. Yes.
I would assume so.
You could lose a finger, man.
It only happens once or
if you
twice.
Were a small child and you had delicate fingers. You could lose a finger. Mm-hmm.
You always hear about these mutant lobsters, like the ones that have an extra claw, or they're blue, mm-hmm. or they're albino, or there's something random about them, or they're 7,000 pounds and they're being freed.
Yes.
What's the most random lobster you've ever pulled out of the water?
A three-clawed lobster.
Oh.
What? If you break a claw off a lobster, it grows back. If you break a tail off a lobster, it grows back. Just another reason why they're a little more freaky than worrying about the boiling process.
Right.
And so when they fight, because they are always trying to eat and kill each other, and they get a claw off or they clip a claw off, it grows back. Sometimes it grows back pretty odd.
Wow.
That's really fascinating.
I'm just going to ask now for my own information.
Oh, boy.
I'm in my bunker, right? Nuclear or zombie apocalypse has happened. I know I got bunnies. They're going to give me a certain amount of protein. All
yes.
Right? But if I keep a couple big fat lobsters down there and I just keep ripping off tails, will they keep generating them for me?
Yep.
You'll be all set. You'll be the happiest guy in the apocalypse.
It'll take 6 months, but it'll keep coming back.
Captain Mike from Lobstercraft joining us this morning. Why are lobsters so expensive?
They're really hard to catch.
How do you catch them?
You set traps where they are. Mm-hmm. They're not like fish. They don't swim around. You know, they stay. So you have to set traps where they are, and then you have to go get them.
Where do you get them, like, off the shores here in Connecticut?
The string of traps that we're working is 2 miles east of Montauk.
He's not going to give you his GPS coordinates.
No, but
right? These are trade secrets.
I'm
Would she know what to do with them if I did?
No.
Okay, so
if you take into account that there's, all right, dozens, hundreds of them out there in each batch, okay, and your recourse to get these into your dinner plate would be to swim down there and actually have to fight a couple of these lobsters, it's a bargain. He took care of these murderous fiends that are out there underneath.
That's right.
He put the rubber bands on them and he brought them to you.
Made
them
safe.
He even got rid of their mutant friends.
Earlier, we learned that lobsters eat their young and they attack each other and probably would attack humans.
Yeah, they don't have any family unit, all right? Which means that they don't care about their mothers, their babies, nothing.
So our question is who preys on them? Besides us, when we eat them in delicious lobster rolls and with butter and baked potatoes.
In Long Island Sound, mm-hmm. which is really all much I know in terms of this topic, I can tell you that stripers eat lobsters like popcorn.
Really?
They like the crunch.
They like the crunch. And if you catch a big, nice 40-inch striper and you cut open the belly, a whole lot of little, they call them shorts, are going to pop out. They eat those little baby lobsters like crazy. It's one of their big foods.
It's been going on for thousands of years.
This is fascinating.
All right? This either continues on and we continue to eat lobsters to do our part, or we discuss a two-state solution. All right, but I don't think it's going to happen. No.
If stripers can eat them, so can we.
Captain Mike, marketing guy Steve from Lobstercraft, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
I know you guys have a storefront, too, not just the Lobstercraft truck. Where are you guys?
1891 Post Road in Fairfield, Tuesday to Sunday. Come on in and see it. We're there all week.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.